This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Trust is lacking in Olympia, where negotiations continue on a capital budget after Governor Inslee vetoed the B&O tax cut Republicans say would be a major incentive for bringing jobs to rural Washington.
We saw it with the data centers in Moses Lake. When those incentives went away for the data centers, a lot of the data centers left the state. When we brought the incentives back, they came back again. So it's clear that this is absolutely a job creator.
Senator Sherrod Brown of Kennewick says the governor's veto was a slap in the face to Washington workers and employers.
What really irks me, beyond all the benefits for the state, what really bothers me is when you're negotiating and you're the governor of a state, your word should mean something. And when you send your team in to negotiate on your behalf and your team agrees to something because you've given them the latitude to do that, and they presumably have gone back to you and talked about it, and it's part of a grand bargain, to at the 11th hour bend to special interest groups shows absolutely no fortitude as a human being.
Brown, who was one of the chief budget negotiators, says it's an Exhibit A of why a fix to the Hearst ruling denying families access to water and use of their property must be addressed first before moving on to other legislative priorities.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.